we can ask or comprehend. I want you to remain standing for a second, or two or five. And I'm going to ask Brother Brian to come and lead us in a season of just praying in the Spirit. From time to time, you need to be part of a corporate exercising of your prayer language. It recharges your batteries. It builds you up. It prepares an atmosphere for you to receive from God. And so I'm going to ask you to take a moment. And if you have something in your spirit, if you want to lead in an area of prayer, when Brother Brian is brought to a conclusion, his portion, be ready. Don't wait for us to call you up or take time. If you're not up here, we'll skip you. But if you got something, we want to go with it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Sorona Marisa da Rona Marie. Yana Marose debi, Yana Maroda Barisa da Rona Marie. Iborona Marise debi, Yana Maroda Bari. Sorona Marisa da Biana Naroda Barisa da Rona Marie. Iborona Marisa da Rona Marisa da Ro. Ina Mareso Dorona Marisa da Dodorona Marie. Yodorona Marisa da Rona Marie. Yona Marisa da Rona Marisa da Roda Bari. Yodorona Marisa da Dorona Marisa de. Yorona Marisa da Rona Maya da Roda Bari. Ina Marosa da Rina Maroda da Rona Mai. Yorosa da Biana Maroda Barisa de Ro. Iborona Marisa de Rona Marisa da Ro. Sorona Marisa da Dorona Marisa da Rona Mari. Iborosa da Yide de Rona Marese de Rona Mara. Yoda Barisa de Rona Marisa da Rona Mari. Yoda Barisa na Miana Maroda Barisa da Ro. Glory, glory, glory. Sorona Marisa da Ro. Yina Marese de Biana Manana na 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 Roda Bari. Sorona Bari da Roda Barisa de Dorona Mari. Yo do rosa da da rise de biana mana na roda bari. Yana mana rose de risa da do roda bari. Yo da ba da da rise de roda bari sa da do rode bari. Yina marosa da da rona mare. Yo rosa da da rine me no roda barise de do ro. Yo rasa da da rine me no roda barise de ro. Ibe de ro na marasa da da rode. Yana ma no roda barise de ro na mari. Ibe de ro sana ma na roda bari. Yo de risa da do roda bari. Yo bo ro na marise de do roda barise de ro na mari. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Praise and honor belong to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sorona Marise de Rona Mare. Yana Maroda Barise de Doroda Bari. Ine meno no roda barise de Doroda Bari. Yana manana resi da roda barisa da ro. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sorona marise de dorona marie. Sana maroda barise de rona marie. Ine menana roda barise de rona mari. Yana marosa da rona marosa da rona marum. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
To you, Lord God Almighty.
Glory, glory, glory. There is glory in the land. Glory in the land that will fill the land, and my glory shall be seen. It shall be seen by those near, it shall be seen by those far. And in my glory, things will change. In my glory, I will get all the praise. In my glory, lives will change. And in my glory, things will be seen that have not been seen before. My glory, look for it. My glory, expect it. My glory will fill the earth like never before, being seen and being testified to like never before. Seeing me, seeing my son, seeing the kingdom in a brand new, fresh way, my glory will bring the manifestations that you've been standing for in this time and in this season. But know that it will be me and not you. It will not be your effort, but you'll be receiving my glory as you receive the manifestation. Hallelujah. Thank you for your glory, Father, in the earth, in this time, and in this season. We receive your glory that fills the earth and that fills the temple, Father. Hallelujah, 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 Father. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
For about a few weeks, expand and focus has been the main two things that God's kept giving me. Expand. Tina touched on it. Expand. There is there's been plenty of times where you have been going on about your business, going about what you're doing, and God allows you to see. It's like a touch. It's kind of like he touched it and it opened and you saw and it came back. That's been happening to me quite a bit lately. And it's like, how come I can't keep seeing that? There are some things that got out of focus. There's some things that needs to be refocused so you can see the expansion. Refocus so you can see where he's taking you, see where he's leading us. There's so much more beyond you. So much more beyond you and whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with. So much beyond. Expand, and the only way to expand is to refocus. Refocus your agenda on God, his plans, and his purposes. Because if you're not seeing that expansion, it's because your focus is a little off. Get back into focus.
Come on, praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We receive that expansion, sir. We receive that expansion. Lifting up our eyes beyond the horizon and seeing all that you're doing, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, sir.
This is just quick and brief. Just girding and strengthening in your inner man. Just receive the girding and the strengthening in your inner man.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We receive that girding. We receive that strengthening, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
As we go into the kingdom, as we are a part of the kingdom, then our Father wants us to take our place besides his son, Yeshua. For he said in his word that those things that Yeshua did, he said we would do, and greater things that we would do. So I would urge you to start doing and being a part of the Father's business. If you really want to see the kingdom, then you have to apply yourself to do those things that benefited the kingdom, to do those things that Yeshua did. It wasn't about him, but it was about the Father and him doing what the Father commanded of him to do. And sometimes we literally forget about that, but Yeshua is the focus. He gave us the example. And it's only all we need to do is just to step out in faith, boldly knowing that my big brother did it. So if my big brother did it, he said, I can do it. And I can do greater things such as he did. And to give you an example, what I'm speaking of is 2 days in a row. One day I might have wondered. But 2 days in a row, it rained very heavy in the morning time. Rain was coming down. Very heavy. And I just rose up in my spirit and I commanded the rain to stop. I said, stop. Stop now. I said, you have people out on the street getting ready to go to work. They're driving. We don't want any accidents. So if it must rain, then rain earlier in the morning, 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning. But I command the rain to stop. About 30 minutes later, the rain stopped. I say, okay. Then I said, well, I kind of got a little perturbed because it didn't stop when I first commanded it to stop. It was like a delayed reaction. But it stopped. Next day, the same thing, the rain coming. I don't believe in coincidences, but the rain was coming. And I did the same thing again. Spoke to the rain, and the rain stopped. It stopped. So it's no surprise. It's something that we're supposed to be done. It's something that Jesus did. We calmed the sea. He told the sea, peace be still. And this thing. So we have command over the weather and over everything else if we use our authority.
Amen.
If we use our authority that we that has been given us, and the more we use our authority, exercise our authority, then the more the kingdom will become alive to you and not just words being sprouted out. But you will physically see the kingdom coming alive on your behalf and you actively having a part as a participant in bringing this about.
I want to talk to y'all a little about being bold and proud. If y'all heard Brother Damon speaking about, God has blessed me to go to work for Sunbelt, and I let my light shine. And there was always this mechanic that would always look at me but never want to talk. Well, finally I was walking, it was a couple of days ago, I was walking into the shop, and he goes, hey, Bob. I turned around. I said, yes, sir. He goes, how's your day? I said, man, I am having an awesome day. I am blessed. How about you? And he goes, well, I'm taking off tomorrow, and it's my wife's birthday, and I'm going to make her a cake and a nice lunch. And this, probably a month before this, it happened, and he goes, well, hey, I'm an atheist. And I looked for a minute, and I turned around and walked away. I said, all right, Daddy God. I said, you got to help me with this one. I said, because I'm not gonna go away. We're going to win this one. I said, with you, we're going to win this one. So then this happened. And so as he's talking to me, God says, get him. I'm like, he says, tell him I love him, and this is a godly thing. So I said, that is a godly thing that you're doing for your wife. She is going to love it. And he goes, what God are you talking about? Well, let me tell you, that opened up a can of worms. I walked up to him and I said, mister, I'm going to tell you something. There's only one God, and that's the God of all creation. And if you talk anything different, I don't want to hear it, and you don't want to believe in it. And do you know, he goes, well, I said, no, enough is enough. I was bold because the God in me learning here to go out there. And when I walked away from him, I said, I'm praying for you. Every time you see me, you better expect that I'm praying for you, because you're going to change your ways. You're going to change the way you think. I don't know what you was taught. I don't know who taught you. I said, but you're going to change and go back the way you were and get people saved for our God. So that's what I'm saying. Be bold with him and be proud that we serve a mighty God.
Let your light so shine before men. Hallelujah. Michelle, did you have something? You may be seated. Your prayer language is an introduction to surrendering to the Holy Spirit. If you do not have your prayer language, or you have allowed your prayer language to become dormant, after assembly, ministers will be available to pray with you and to speak life into you and to see you develop your prayer language, because it's important. As I was preparing for tonight, I had never looked at it that way, that speaking in tongues is the introduction to allowing your spirit man to have preeminence in your life. Once you learn to release the Holy Spirit to pray through you, then you can release him to prophesy through you. You can release him to do all sorts of miracles and signs and wonders through you, but praying in tongues is Holy Spirit 101. This is your introductory lesson to flowing in the Holy Spirit. Do not let it lie dormant. Do not wait for Sunday or Wednesday or hope that, you know, this is the month that we pray in tongues. I don't know, from time to time I just feel impressed to just stop a service and have everybody pray in tongues together, because a lot of times you've been not doing it, and as you're in the midst of other people doing, there's a synergy that occurs, and you begin to flow. On the way home, you can drive and pray in tongues. I found driving and praying in tongues is sometimes helpful when my foot gets a little heavy. I'll be passing through a speed trap, and I'll see them have their guns on me, and I'm praying in tongues. I look down, and I'm 10 miles over the speed limit, and they couldn't get me. I go, thank you, Daddy. I got carried away there for a minute. But God surrounds you when you're seeking him, and no evil will befall you. I've seen story after story. A woman in Hawaii was in her shower at a motel, and a naked man climbed into the shower with her. He had broken into her room at this hotel, broke in. She started praying in tongues and taking authority over him in Jesus' name. The guy backed out of the shower, grabbed his clothes, and backed all the way out of the room with her praying in tongues and pointing at him, and he left her room. Why? She let the authority rule in her life, not the fear. There was a holdup. Guys came into a restaurant and were going to hold the place up. They started praying in tongues, and the guys said, "Are y'all crazy?" and just took off. So many things, as you're praying in tongues, will turn a situation around. We had a friend who was carjacked, began to pray in tongues. The guy begged to get out of the car. If you don't want someone stealing your Cadillac, pray in tongues. Don't beg them. Glorify your God. So if your prayer language is not what you'd like it to be, or you have not yet surrendered to it, understand it is the beginning of surrendering to the Holy Spirit. It is Holy Spirit 101. And when you can surrender your tongue to the Holy Spirit to pray in tongues, you'll find it easy to surrender to prophecy, interpretation of tongues, other gifts of the Spirit, the utterance gifts, and you'll then find it easy to flow in the action gifts of the Holy Spirit. Do not take it for granted. Do not think, well, it's a small thing. No, it's the beginning of the power-filled life. It's the beginning of God being glorified through you. We're going to talk tonight about the effective Spirit-filled believer. The effective Spirit-filled believers. I know some of you got excited this morning when you saw the Dow hit 20. Because a few years ago, a prophecy came forth that said the currency exchange, nothing would happen. There'd be nothing, 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 nothing. And then the Dow would hit 20 and the currency exchange would be released. Well, at the time, there were those who said it can never happen because the Dow has never hit 20. It's never happened before. But we're in a year of never happened before. Before President Trump was the candidate for president, I told you that Mr. Trump would be the next president. When he was getting inaugurated, there were people who were talking about, what if there's an attempt on his life? What if there's this or that? And then there was a movement started to get him impeached. And people have asked me about it, and I said, don't worry about any of it. God said he'll serve 2 terms. So number one, these people who are telling you Jesus is coming any day, no. God ain't through with what he's doing in the earth yet. God is not into escapism. We're going out in victory. He's returning for a victorious church, not one that's laboring under fear. So get ready. You got 4, maybe 8 years. I don't know how much longer. But things, they are changing. In the political realm, in the spiritual realm, in the financial realm. I want you ready to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in what he's doing. When our Lord stated, and it's recorded in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power. The word power is from dunamis, and it's also translated authority. A lot of people want to concentrate on dunamis, explosive power. No. Dunamis and dynamite would not be associated for nearly 2,000 years. And when they looked for a name for dynamite, they picked up on the term dunamis. And it is a translation, but it's not an accurate one. The power there is referring to authority. Authority is greater than power. For a man to halt your actions and put you down, he's got to have a lot of power to overcome you, to overwhelm your physical ability. But if he is an officer of the law or military or something, he can be 98 pounds soaking wet, but he's got authority. And there's so much of the church that's running around looking for a power explosion, and God is looking for a people who will extend his authority in the earth. But you shall receive authority when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Not you shall witness about me, you shall be my witnesses, because you will be walking in a power and authority I walked in, both in Jerusalem. Isn't it exciting to see that the capital is going to be returned to Jerusalem? God's will. And in all Judea and Samaria, and even into the remotest parts of the earth. We are in one of those remote parts from the time this was written. What was he revealing to his followers when he said this? Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. You remember this portion of the story that he was talking to them would come? When the day of Pentecost had come, the day of freedom, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as a fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. In Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 45, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Praise God, say, he's opening my mind to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and the repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all nations. To how many nations?
All.
Beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I'm sending you forth the promise of my Father upon you. But you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. From before Messiah, it was God's plan to have a people filled with the Holy Spirit, walking in the authority that the Yeshua HaMashiach of God walked in, demonstrating his power and his manifest goodness. The authority that he gives you will produce the power to set captives free, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. But the authority is more important than the power. The power is released by the authority. The authority is not released by the power. The authority that God has for you, first you must recognize that it's a gift to you. If you don't recognize the authority, you can't walk in it. Next, that authority must be received. The ushers are preparing to bring something before you. I have to receive that authority as mine. A delegated authority that I use in submission to Him, that speaking in tongues has begun to prepare me to walk in submission. Then that authority must be walked in on a daily basis. And that authority must be practiced daily. Take authority over the wind. Take authority over traffic. Take authority over the lives of Satan. These steps must be followed for authority to become a way of life. I must recognize that authority is available to me. I receive that authority. I walk in that authority. I begin practicing that authority. Don't wait until a tornado is coming down your driveway to start acting in authority. Too late. Let it be a way of life that every day you practice authority over little things that you could do yourself, but why bother? Our authority that He has given to us is to exercise rule over creation, like Brother James was talking about. I often speak to the elements, and I tell them what they're going to do. But sometimes you got to recognize there may be another believer on the other side of town praying for snow. And so you might have to say, no snow more than once. The authority that He brings is to destroy the works of Satan. You lying spirit, I curse you with the name and the blood of the Lamb, and I command you to get off them. Weird Uncle Harold will perform differently when you cast the devil out of him. The authority comes to set captives free. Well, Pastor, you just mentioned casting the devil out of people. There are people who have captivity that is not of the devil. Habits they've let themselves get into. Errors of their life they surrendered to darkness. You can set them free. A tiny bit of that was what Bob was talking about. A guy says, I'm an atheist. You can set him free from that unbelief and that deception of darkness. Is he demon-possessed? I don't know, but he could get that way if he continued in that vein. But you can set them free from deception. Amen. To bear witness of Him with signs following. When you be my witness, it's not telling people how to get saved. It's not witnessing that salvation's available. When you bear witness of Him with signs following, you do the signs and people start following. The authority you've been given is to establish the kingdom in the earth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and being in right standing with Him, and then all the stuff you want will be added to you. There are a lot of people who are thinking, I'm about to have a lot of money, and I'm going to... You need to hold up on the I'm going to. And the first thing is say, God, how can I use this to establish Your kingdom? Amen. Because if I do, there will be a continual flow. Amen. If not, I can run through this real fast and maybe real stupid. To establish Satan's defeat... Satan, you have no right nor place in this situation. I command you to get out. To operate in the gifts of the Spirit. You have authority to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. You begin to say, Father, You said that I would prophesy. I'm a son or a daughter. I prophesy. Tongue, You will yield. Prophecy will flow through me. I come to visions and dreams. I come to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. This authority is so that you can fellowship with the Father. A lot of people are too timid to enter into God's presence because they're afraid God will find something wrong with them. The authority you receive from the Holy Spirit is greater than any wrong you've ever done. To be the light of the Word, which is also the light of the world. You're to be the light of the Word, living the Word in front of other people, manifesting what it said is possible and is normal for the Spirit-filled believer. The effective Spirit-filled believer begins to learn these lessons, begins to pursue these venues. The authority you received is the power our Lord walked in His earth walk. It's not just for praying in tongues, but that's the starting place. That's the beginning point. That's where you're leaving humanity behind and becoming of the Spirit. Pray in tongues as often as you can. Driving down the road, doing stuff around the house, just cut loose and pray in tongues. You're building yourself up on your most holy faith when you do. Pastor, what does that mean? As I pray in tongues, I get stronger and ready to operate in the faith God gave me. Miracles, signs, and wonders are a way of life that begins with praying in the Spirit. And it's a decision you make. Paul said, I will pray with the understanding, and I'll pray in the Spirit. Well, Pastor Jim, that sounds like he was exercising his will. Exactly. You exercise your will to surrender to His will, to be His will for humanity. Not a long message tonight. Not a drawn-out message. It's simple. I can go from Holy Spirit 101, praying in tongues, to being the light of the world. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. And people went, yeah, but He was only with us 3.5 years. If Jesus is in Marcia, that light is still shining. If Jesus is in Judith, that light is still shining. Amen. Our Lord in you, is that light continually shining? Whereas when He was alive, there was one light. Now there's millions of lights breaking the darkness. I hope you took notes tonight, and I hope that you'll begin to meditate. Daddy, I've entered 101. I want to go through graduate school. I want a master's degree in Holy Spirit operation. Work what you've got and hunger for more, and it will come. He said, they that hunger after right standing with God shall be filled. But I want to be more than filled. Luke chapter 4, I told you a few services back, says Jesus went into the wilderness full of the Holy Spirit. After He destroyed the works of Satan, He returned, verse 14, He returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. His authority was established by doing the works of the Father in Satan's face. Then four more verses, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. I've gone from filled to power of to performance of. It's available to every person at the sound of my voice. As I said, if you need a little work with your prayer language, ministers will be available to pray with you. It's not a hard deal. It's just yielding to the work of the Holy Spirit. Daddy God, we've delivered your word. We brought the word you gave us to give. And I thank you that this body is rising up in the authority of the Holy Spirit to do exploits in your name, to walk in the miraculous and the supernatural, to be lights shining in the darkness, setting the captives free and showing the way. Father, I do pastor the wealthiest group of people in the wealthiest church the world has ever seen. But I pastor a keg of dynamite, a people who are filled with your authority, walking in your likeness and demonstrating your triumph. And the people said, your love go with God.